In today's specialty crop news, limiting irrigation in walnut orchards is important this month, and there are some guidelines to follow. Growers are prepping their walnut trees this month for winter. Cooperative Extension tree crop advisor Catherine Pope says limiting irrigation is important, and growers need to watch for some signs before starting it back up.
The key to water management to get these trees to set terminal buds and to stop new growth is, you know, it's this Goldilocks zone between stressing them a little but not stressing them too much. So you want to avoid irrigating in September until you see the trees set a terminal bud. So it'll be that sort of tight bud, buds on the trunk, and you're not going to see red leaves anymore, and you're not going to see new growth anymore. That's what you're targeting. But you don't want to stress them so much that they're yellowing or defoliating. That growth should, if you're doing it right, those terminal buds should be set by the end of September if you're laying off that water. So then back when you get into October, if we haven't had rainfall yet, it's a good time to irrigate a little again just to make sure that the soil stays a little bit moist. Because if we know that if we do have freeze events, moist soil can also help relieve some of that stress or make damage not so bad. So you don't want to lay off in September and then just leave them dry for the rest of the winter. You want to give them a little shot after they've stopped their growth.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.